Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Bill O'Reilly's new book, The No Spin Zone, Confrontations with the Powerful and Famous in America, reports that nearly half of high school students steal. About 70% cheat on examinations. And more than 9 of 10 admit to lying. Yet they feel no compunction of conscience when they commit these grievous sins. Bill says there is a disease to cover just about every immoral action. Page 2. He asks why these deplorable conditions exist in our nation. He believes that cowardly parenting is the number one cause and corrupt leadership is number two. While I am concerned, as I hope you are, about corrupt leadership, I shall dwell in our lesson today on parenting. We're calling our lesson, Teaching Our Children. Parents and all the rest of us teach in two different but complementary ways, by precept and by example. Neither way is sufficient by itself. Parents must begin at a very early age to teach their children about God, about Jesus Christ, and about what it means to live for God. But verbal communication alone leaves much to be desired. Children need to see their parents living for God and for others. If the parents talk about God to their children, but never talk to God, they are not going to be very effective parents. If the parents encourage their children to attend all church services, but do not themselves attend, the children will likely learn that church attendance is not really all that important, especially for adults. It is the essence of poor parenthood for parents to tell their children, "Do as I say, and not as I do." The book of Deuteronomy urges parents, "You shall teach them," that is the words of God, "diligently unto your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." Deuteronomy 6:7. Would it be appropriate to say, "You must teach your children as the opportunity arises, and even create some opportunities for teaching"? Unless such teaching is done, our children will grow up to be vile, like the sons of Eli. Those men were vile, even though they were sons of the priest. Is it possible Eli was too busy with his priestly duties to teach his son? Of this we can be absolutely sure. Eli did not restrain his sons. 1 Samuel 3:13. God commanded the Jews to teach the words of the law diligently to your children. Teaching diligently requires commitment to helping our children learn the truths of God's Word. It demands planning what we shall say and how we shall say it. It also means that parents will be diligent students of the Word. How can you teach your children or anyone else if you do not have a solid grasp of spiritual truth? That was Paul's reason for telling the Colossians, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Colossians 3:16. Parents are not required to have a college degree in Bible, but they ought to be devoted to a systematic study of God's Word. The children should be able to see their parents studying the Bible. Our parents took, not sent, us Claiborne children to all the services of the church, Bible study, worship services on the Lord's Day, Wednesday evening Bible study, gospel meetings, and vacation Bible schools. They believed and taught us to believe that worship to God and study of His Word were our most sacred obligations. Nothing, not rounding up stray cattle, not picking strawberries, was allowed to interfere with our duties to God Almighty. Could our parents' devotion to teaching us both by precept and by example explain the fact that all the Claiborne children who grew to adulthood became members of the body of Christ? Could it explain why we are elders, preachers, and wives of elders? Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.